Well, one thing that happened is that my grandparents, the same grandparents of Setting Someone on Fire fame, they really shaped up by the time I came around. They provided me a stable home, a stable family. They made sure that when my parents weren't able to do the things that kids need, they stepped in and filled that role. My grandma especially did two things that really mattered. One, she provided that peaceful home that allowed me to focus on homework and the things that kids should be focused on. But she was also this incredibly perceptive woman, despite not even having a middle school education. She recognized the message that my community had for me, that my choices didn't matter, that the deck was stacked against me. She once told me, "JD, never be like those losers who think the deck is stacked against them. You can do anything you want to." And yet she recognized that life wasn't fair. It's hard to strike that balance, to tell a kid that life isn't fair, but also recognize and enforce in them the reality that their choices matter. But Mama was able to strike that balance. The other thing that really helped was the United States Marine Corps. So we think of the Marine Corps as a military outfit, and of course it is. But for me, the U.S. Marine Corps was a four-year crash course in character education. Taught me how to make a bed, how to do laundry, how to wake up early, how to manage my finances. These are things my community didn't teach me. Remember when I went to go buy a car for the very first time, I was offered a dealer's low interest rate of 21.9%. I was ready to sign on the dotted line. But I didn't take that deal because I went and took it to my officer who told me, stop being an idiot, go to the local credit union and get a better deal. And so that's what I did. But without the Marine Corps, I would have never had access to that knowledge. I would have had a financial calamity, frankly.